And it's recording. Hello, my name is Samantha McInnes. I am 23 years old. Today is November 30th. 2018, yes. I'm here with my mother. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lani Maria McInnes. And what else? I'm Samantha's mom.
Yeah. So today I wanted to ask you about your schooling in Finland and your high school experience.
Well, it was different from yours.
Yes.
In the United States. But it was also different from most of my friends in Finland, or most people in Finland. As you know, I'm Swedish speaking.
And growing up in Finland, most people speak Finnish.
Right. But, yeah. And most people speak Finnish, yeah, growing up in Finland. But there's a small group of us, about 5% of the 5 million population. So 5% of 5 million. So we're about 250,000 who speak Swedish as our first language. So my school was in Swedish. So that was my main language of instruction. But then we had to take Finnish as our second home language. Mm-hmm. And we also took, everyone had to study English and then at least one other, foreign language. And I studied French. I also did German for a couple of years.
Already that's so many more languages than Americans have to attempt to learn.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. So it was more. We had more subjects. We had our sciences were separate, unlike here you have science. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess when you get to high school, you do have chemistry and physics.
Yeah.
But we, even in middle school, we had them separate. We had biology, we had chemistry, we had physics.
Usually in middle school and things like that, the science classes are always like a combination. Like, you know, they'll do a few weeks on biology or, you know, they'll attempt to touch on each of them a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know now that the high school experience in Finland has changed since I went to high school. Since I graduated in 1982, our high school is 3 years, is the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. In Swedish we call it gymnasiet, which is the same word they use in Sweden. But what made my high school experience different even for someone growing up in Finland and even a Swedish-speaking minority was that since, you know, your grandparents, my parents, were in the Finnish Foreign Service, they were overseas, and unlike for American children where there is an American school or an English-speaking school in most of the countries where they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Americans have their own schools. A small country like Finland, we couldn't do that. So if we moved with our parents, we would end up going to either a local school or an English-speaking school. Your grandparents.
Grandmother and grandfather.
Yeah. Grandmother and grandfather in Swedish. It's mormor and morfar. That's grandmother is mormor and morfar is grandfather. So when your grandfather got stationed in Tanzania, there wasn't a local school that I could go to or a local high school that I could go to. And they were concerned that I would miss out on learning the things that I would learn at home in school. And they thought if I end up living my life in Finland, I had to be able to know the languages well enough and to get a good job and study there. So so initially they left me and your aunt, my younger sister, 2 years younger than me, and your uncle, my brother, who was 3.5 years younger than me, left us all at kind of a boarding school. But it wasn't really a boarding school. It was more like a boarding home, where the children of Finnish diplomats and children of Finnish military personnel who were stationed overseas, they could, the children could stay in Helsinki. It wasn't in Helsinki, in the capital in Finland, or Helsingfors, as we say in Swedish. So we lived there, but we all went to regular schools.
Separate schools.
Separate schools, yeah. So so when we moved there, it's not a very large building. It had 6 floors, and there would be about 3 people to an apartment. Mm-hmm. So so I lived in the apartment with your aunt and uncle. We shared a small apartment. We each had our own bedrooms. We had a little kitchenette, and a bathroom. And then we would eat our meals in the main dining room, which was on the 6th floor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in those days, it was pre-cell phone.
Yeah.
And to have an actual telephone was very expensive. So there was one on the 6th floor that we could use. But since our parents were living in Tanzania, phone calls were rare.
Mm-hmm. How old were you guys?
Well, I had just turned 15, so that means your aunt was 13, I think, and your uncle was 12, so we were pretty young.
Super young.
Pretty young. So they went to middle school, and I was in high school.
Already, the few months that I lived in a dorm in college was a lot. And so I remember hearing stories and thinking, you know, trying to basically live on your own in an apartment at that young age and then having to take care of your siblings.
Well, we had someone who did our meals for us. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to cook. And they also did our laundry and they also cleaned the apartments. So and there were 2 supervisors, a male and a woman, and they just made sure that we showed up for meals. They made sure that we got to bed on time, that we went to school. But that was pretty much it.
All the responsibilities, kind of, yeah, fall onto
on
you.
Our own. And then we realized that your aunt was too young and your uncle was too young to stay there. So after 6 months, your uncle went to live with your grandparents down in Tanzania, and after the full year, your aunt. And so then I was by myself mm-hmm. for the following three years. Yeah. So we don't have any school buses in Scandinavia or in Finland, so I took public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was cold.
Yeah, incredibly cold.
Yeah, in the winter time, the sun doesn't rise until about 10 a.m. And then by 3 p.m., it's pitch black outside again. And
you spend that time in school. And so
you
get in when it's dark mm-hmm. and you leave when mm-hmm. it's dark. That's
really rough. So that was different. And most of my teachers didn't know about where I lived or the situation.
So what language, like, was the schooling in?
Swedish.
Okay.
My subjects were all in Swedish except for the languages.
Mm-hmm.
And our schools are much smaller than American schools.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like I've mentioned to you before that we would have recess after every 45 minutes of class, even all the way through high school.
Yeah.
So it's 15 incredible. Minutes of recess after each 45 minutes. And for us, it was mandatory outside. which we of course hated because it was so cold. So we tried hiding in the restrooms, but the teachers would always find us and send us out. We have no sports, high school sports,
mm-hmm.
nothing that's part of the high school
itself. Yeah.
For school, it's academics and it's academics only.
Mm-hmm.
We do have music and art and PE, but there's no school sports. Our teachers changed classrooms. We stay in the same classroom, except for when we had like chemistry lab,
mm-hmm.
or PE or art or music. You mm-hmm. know, we would go to the music room. But for all of our other subjects, we stay in the classroom and the teachers rotate.
In high school?
In high school. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No such thing as lockers. Nothing.
Wow.
So, and I would have the same 30, it's about 30 students per class.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little less, 25. And it would be the same 25 students every year all the way through high school.
That can be a blessing and a curse because you really bond with people. But if there's someone you don't like, you are stuck with them. And that was something good about having six different classes that changed, you know, every semester or year, that you got to know the people you wanted to, and then you never saw the ones you didn't again.
And my graduating high school class had 90 students.
Compared to mine, which had, what was it?
500.
500, yep.
Yeah. So you knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So in my grade, there were three classrooms, 30 in each,
mm-hmm.
about. And we were, you know, it was classroom A, B, and C.
Hmm.
And, the only thing that was different was maybe that it depended on your you could do a concentration. Like, did you want more study more languages? Did you want more mathematics? I had more languages. And so that's how the classes were divided. But that was it. It was, you know, three classrooms. Mm-hmm. For the grade.
It seems much less hectic also than having, you know, however many students, you know, constantly getting out of the classroom and getting up and going everywhere. And
oh yeah, much yeah. calmer. We also took off our shoes, so we just had socks wow. on. Well, if you think about winters for us and how much stuff we have to put on.
Yeah, a lot of layers.
Yeah, a lot of layers. So you just kind of hang them up in the back of the classroom and yeah. So,
yeah, it would be impossible to lug all of those around to six different classes.
Yeah, so that, and lunch was also always provided.
By the school.
By the school, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, lunch was always, no one brought lunch, ever.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Here, that's sometimes a risk, because you can never really trust the school lunches. You always hear horror stories about things people find in there.
Well, we didn't love all of our school lunches either, but and the food was of course very different from
what you had pizza
here. Oh no, we had something called leverloda, which is like liver, I guess it's like liver, like minced meat liver.
That's the most like, Scandinavian thing I've ever heard.
With rice.
Interesting.
And then like a not a casserole, but you know, and sometimes it had raisins, and then you would have it with limon sult,
sometimes
with lingonberry jam, which is like cranberry sauce.
Yeah, you got a really greasy pizza, tasted like cardboard, with a nice side of milk, and then if you were lucky, there was a hair in your pizza.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, or you could choose between that and then on the occasion, French toast sticks for lunch, which was the best.
And then we also had, you know, like mini pancakes, which we call, but they were
pletta?
Well, no, yes, pletta, like crepes,
mm-hmm.
but small ones. Hmm. They were small, round, and but they would be dark brown, and they were called blodpletta, which is blood
crepes.
Yes.
appetizing.
Yeah, blood crepes or blåklätter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were about this big.
That size like a softball.
Yeah. Around. Yeah. Some people love them. They were actually made with like blood.
What?
Yeah. Like
whose blood?
Animal blood, I guess. Yeah. Blåklätter. Yeah. And then you also have those with lingonberry jam, lingonsylt. Yeah, that's a very common.
That is so odd. Yeah. I had never heard about that. Yeah. That's
and always on the tables in our cafeteria, there would always be knäckebröd. Which is like our hard, crisp bread. Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
And butter.
Absolutely rock hard bread. Yeah. That's, mm-hmm. you know, like the toughest cracker you've ever eaten.
Yeah. And we had that. I guess it was a big treat on days when we had. And sometimes I guess we would also have, there would be meatballs. Kåldolmar is another Swedish food that we'd sometimes have for lunch, which is like a ground beef and rice mixture, and then they would be wrapped in cabbage leaves and then cooked like that, like in small rolls.
Well, interesting.
That looked like the size of like the Chinese food, the vegetable rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls.
Spring rolls, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, like those.
Definitely sounds cabbage. Odd, but much healthier than the schools that Americans have. But of course, they don't have to like mass produce them in the same quantities that American schools usually do have to.
Yeah. And our school days would be like 9 to 3. But then we also had, in those days, we had our schedule would be a 2-week schedule. And so it would be week 1 and week 2. And you would rotate between week 1 and week 2. And every day would be different. So like on week 1, you might have PE was always 2 hours, a 2-hour class. And in the wintertime, we had to go out to an outdoor skating rink. And, you know, we didn't have nice, warm inside places to put your skates on. No, it would be outside. If it was 20 below 0 Celsius, then outdoor PE was canceled. But if it was less than that, it was mandatory.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it was freezing cold. But so every day was different. So sometimes you might have like, one day you might have a very short day. You might have just 3 hours or 4 hours of school, and then that's it. Like you go in at 10 a.m., you start at 10, and you finish at 1 o'clock. Hmm. And then another day would be your long day, and it would be from 9 to 3. And then you could have a day from like 9 to 1. And so every day would be different. And I guess we had to have, depending on, you know, you had to have each class that you took a certain number of times over the 2 weeks. So it would be, you know, week 1 and week 2, and then you rotate it again.
So do you feel that the quality of the education you got, the school, was still like, you know, good? If, you know, coming here, did you feel you weren't behind or... because you went to Georgetown University here.
Yes, in America. Yes. Even though my English was not at the level of American students, of course, who had, you know, graduated from high schools, and so in the beginning that was a little tough. My English vocabulary wasn't as good. But as far as we have to take a baccalaureate exam to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. And so, and each exam was each subject exam was 6 hours long, but you didn't have to do every single subject. We did 6 exams, and, but you had to pass, to graduate. And so I think we learned how to study.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We also had, you know, in school, American schools seem to have a lot more projects. We never had projects.
There's a lot of projects.
We never had projects. It was a lot of memorization, reading and memorizing. And not a lot of discussion either. You know, it was the teacher who lectured, and you read and you memorized from the book. And then once a month you had a test in each subject. And so everything that you had, all the homework assignments that you had had that month, that's what you were tested on. And you knew it was from this page to that page.
Hmm.
And
very structured.
Yeah, very structured. So so we you know, there wasn't maybe a lot of room for creativity.
I think that's some of the main points of having the projects. You know, they're either to try to spark creativity or get children involved in a certain thing or interested in a certain subject, like, you know, the science fairs and the science projects a lot, or, you know, English projects where you have to memorize a certain line from Shakespeare and recite it in front of the class.
Yeah, and I don't remember doing a lot of literature. I mean, I know we did some, but of course we read
Swedish Scandinavian literature. Yeah,
Swedish. Yeah, Scandinavian, Swedish, Finnish. What's Scandinavian?
I remember hearing that literature the first time, thinking, "What, you guys didn't have to read Catcher in the Rye?" Like,
yeah. What? No. Yeah. So, and the last year of high school, in Finland at least, you finish classes in February.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a big party, bänkis. And we hire these big open trucks and you dress in some sort of a one-piece overalls and you dye your hair and you whatever, and then we drive through the city yelling and screaming from these trucks that we decorate. And that's our, then they know that that's the seniors and that's our last day of actual school.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And then we study, and you just study for your actual exams that are at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the baccalaureate exams, and those are at the end of April. And these are standardized exams, so they're the same for every subject, for every school in the country,
mm-hmm.
In the whole country. And they have to be administered. There's a whole formal procedure at the same time in all the high schools in the country.
To prevent, like, cheating or spreading of answers. Yeah,
and it might have changed, but that was pre-internet days.
Yeah, cell phone, you can snap a picture.
Yeah. Although I did remember, you know, they had, like, if you needed to use the bathroom, you would have a supervisor who came with you. Obviously, the girls had female and the boys had male. But there would be a red light bulb in the bathroom. So in case you had notes stashed somewhere,
you wouldn't
be able to read it.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't be able to cheat. And you had to bring food with you, but everything had to be wrapped in cellophane, like in clear. Like wrap, Glad wrap or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then you get your results, the exam results. All the exams are sent somewhere, mm-hmm. to some official place.
Some magical
land. And then in May, it takes about a month. So in the end of May, you get your results for your exams, mm-hmm. and if you passed and what grade you got. And then graduation is the last day of May.
So so that dictates whether or not you are a high school graduate.
Yes.
Is if you pass these exams.
Yes. Okay. If you don't pass the exams, you don't graduate.
Okay.
And
because university in Scandinavia is free.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not something that... Do you still have to apply?
Yes, you have to apply. You get a certain number of points depending on how well you did on your baccalaureate exam.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to take an entrance exam to university, uh-huh. depending on what you're going to study. So let's say you decide you want to study... if you want to study medicine, you have to take that exam. So we do college and graduate school together. So we don't have, like, a separate undergraduate program. Mm-hmm. So if you want to study medicine, you apply from high school to medical school. And instead of it being, I think, like, here, undergraduate is 4 years and medical school is 4 years, I think we do it all in one.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on where you want, what you want to study, then you would take the exam that corresponds with that.
Hmm. So all in all, do you think you really enjoyed your high school experience, or do you think?
Well, you know, I did, even though my parents lived, your grandparents lived so far away, I had fun with my friends that I lived with at this boarding home, and also in my high school.
It does sound fun, and the schooling itself sounds, I think, like it's better for people in general. Like, I don't think middle schoolers should be sitting straight for however many hours, you know, like the breaks and the structure of it, I think.
Well, having you know, you and your two sisters going through school here in the United States, it's been, I never realized how different the American system is.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that I like better about my experience in Finland, but then there are some things that I think were better here. I think, you know, one of the things that I've mentioned to you also is that you do a lot of presenting and you do a lot of talking and discussing in class.
Yeah.
So you learn how to speak in front of a class, and we had a lot less of that.
I wish we had a lot less of that as an introvert, yeah. And, you know, hating and public speaking, yeah. It was definitely the worst, yeah. But it is a good skill to have. I did like whenever we had class debates and things like that, I really got into those, and that was fun. You would have one side to take one side of the argument, and you had another take another, and those were fun. I think that is super interesting. And it's always cool to hear like little stories and little differences from your high school experiences and knowing mine. And I do know that some kids over there think that American high school is like High School Musical.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
They do. High school, I think, in America is pretty tough.
Yeah, it can be.
Lots of
competition.
Competition.
Yeah.
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 Which can be good, but not always.
Yeah, not for the ones who aren't as good as fighting, but
yeah,
get a little left behind.
Yeah,
builds character.
Yeah, harder on children who are more
sensitive
and mm-hmm. maybe introverted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you for talking with me and sharing that story.
You're
I always like hearing about it.